in the scenic rim region. Beaudesert, we are hearing, is on water restrictions. Now, Greg Christensen is the scenic rim mayor. Greg, good afternoon. Thank you for your time.
A pleasure.
I believe you're heading into an emergency meeting at 3, so thank you for pulling on the handbrake for a second there. What's the immediate concern in your part of the world?
Look, the immediate concerns is a number of layers to it, but probably the first one is that obviously we've got water receding and we want people to stay off road, to stay safe until we get out to check everything, particularly going into the evening. We don't need unnecessary events. And we're urging people, if you've got power, stay home and watch the footy. If you haven't got power, stay home, play board games and talk to the family. It might be a fun experience.
stay home. Do you have any indication of roads being washed? I'm seeing pictures on TV, on social media. There's a lot of roads washed away in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, look, we've got a lot of roads where the surface has been stripped away. And we've got areas where we've had severe erosion around some of our regional or our rural culverts and so forth, which have created unsafe areas that we're having to get out and evaluate and start to recover very shortly. And, of course, we're still waiting for the 14 metres of water to recede here so we can see down the Logan Valley and check all of our roads. You know, we've got 1,800 kilometres of road to get out and check.
Jeez.
We've got a fair bit of work going on.
Tell me the situation with the water, Greg.
So, look, the situation with the water, you know, SEQ Water and Urban Utilities provide our water supply in our communities. And they've shut the treatment plants down. They did the right thing because of the floodwaters. They shut them down. And now they've got to go through the process of recommissioning them. And some of them have been underwater in some places, so that'll take a bit of extra time. We do have buffer supplies, header tanks in reservoirs that service our community. What we're asking people is to be very careful with the tap water. I know we get to take it for granted, but it's potable water, it's safe water, and if we just use it for drinking water and for critical personal hygiene reasons, and we just do a few things like put off doing the washing for a couple of days, and definitely don't hook the hose up to it to wash the car, the mud off the car, or to clear some mud off the driveway, we'll make that water last just that bit longer and save us having to try and work out how to get tankers in to carry additional water supplies out into the region.
Greg, just spoke to your counterpart in Logan, Luke Smith. He said that they were caught, especially by the Albert River, by the, I guess, the amount of water that was coming down, the when it was coming and also the height of it. Were you in the same boat?
Look, no, I'm very... we're probably that little bit further upstream, and we were very attuned to what this event meant. But I've got to say, the Bureau of Meteorology, I think, have done an excellent job in their forecasting and awareness. They had us really on our toes very early about the size of rainfall in our upper catchment. And we were monitoring through their hydrologists. So we were able to pick up very early yesterday afternoon that we were in for some significant water and get our alert system working. Now, in one case, if you're like down the Teviot catchment where we saw, I think it was over 7 metres of water at Crosby, we had a team get on the phone to every household in the flood corridor to make them aware of what was coming through the early evening. And that let people put things in place, shift equipment, get themselves prepared and get through this safely. And then we also had the alert system kick in for our communities down through the Logan and Albert that allowed them all to get to safety as well.